It was a funky Friday for the Sport Wrecking Trade Show. Started out lines all the way around even the new field house. And here's Fred Braun doing hot dogs once again. Any count of how many people came through here this year, Fred?
Not yet. A little bit too early. You know, a little different. We had long lines and then we had scattered lines. So we really don't know till probably about Monday.
But now we have scattered showers.
Now, oh, well, yeah, they come and they go. But look behind you, we got blue sky. So, and we want a nice day tomorrow and a better one Sunday for all the folks that are going to come to our 38th annual Sport Wreck and Trade Show.
And when it started, of course, you've been here before the sports arena was even built. How does it feel to see now what has evolved with the new field house and all the people? And it's amazing.
I think the nicest thing now, we get vendors from Anchorage, from Fairbanks. We get we're sold out. And next year we'll have more room for, I think, about 40 more vendors, Dale. About 40 more vendors.
Alaska's playground, for sure.
Well, it sure looks like it tonight, even in the rain.
And, of course, all the toys that you need. The variety of things at the show this year, Fred. From art pieces to, I mean, cars to go-karts to, I'm totally amazed.
Well, and then if, look at the food vendors. I mean, we get more food vendors. We get just better vendors every year. You know, this started out, it was almost like some kind of a flea market 10, 15 years ago. It almost turned into that, and look at it today.
It almost ended. It almost went away, Fred.
It was very
thanks to the Kenai Peninsula Association of Realtors, it's back.
Exactly.
And a huge show, bigger and growing every single year.
And people love it, and they want to come back already for next year.
Now, here's a guy at the grill. He's taking over, standing in the rain, and he really likes talking on the microphones. It's Dale Bagley. You still selling property, Dale?
Oh, yeah, a little bit now and then.
But you're still traveling, too, right, on vacation?
Still traveling, enjoying life.
You were born here. So did you ever think we would have this kind of a facility?
No, but I think it opened in 1982, and I remember it was USA hockey and Russia playing a game on an Olympic rink and a preview before the Olympics.
We were both here. It was exciting.
Yeah, I remember that.
The other going down memory lane year was 2006. Could you imagine if we had this facility now for the Arctic Winter Games?
Yeah, with the field house along with the – yeah, that would have made a big difference. It would have been a lot easier to juggle events with the field house. So,
think they'll ever come back here again?
Oh, I'm sure someone will. Won't be me being involved with it. But
Dale, you lead. We will follow.
Somebody will be involved. Someone will want to do it.
Well, you were a past president of the Realtors Association and even the state organization. To see you guys, the way you work together to grow this community and to truly make it Alaska's playground is amazing.
Well, thanks, Merrill.
Dale Bagley and Fred Braun at the barbecue at the Rec Trade and Show, the Trade Rec and Sports Show, the Sport Rec and Trade Show, returning you to that well-grilled sound of KSRM.